Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Been ghosted? Reach out to us and we will get you answers.
We gotcha.
Just like we're going to do right now with Mark. Mark, good morning.
Hey, dude.
Hey, good morning.
So we understand you went out with Lexi and have not heard from her. Why don't you give us all the details that led us up to this and how you guys met and what happened on the date, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, I mean, firstly, I'm only calling you guys because, you know, I mean, I think this girl is really worth it, you know. I mean, most of the times if I get ghosted or, you know, brushed off, I don't really think twice of it, but she's just on a different caliber, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, I've heard you guys talk, mention women that are, like, girl bosses.
Mm-hmm. She a girl boss?
Dude, she's a girl boss. She's well-rounded, successful, and she was just fun to be around. You know, we hit it off the second we met up, you know, and by the end of the night, you know, she just seemed a little off. You know, it was almost like she was annoyed. And I don't know what I did, what I was doing that was wrong. You know, we kind of left things on like a weird note, and it was confusing about why. And I just want to call you guys up and see if you can't like reach out there and like maybe hopefully I can like fix this. You know, mm-hmm. So I can pursue her further, you know, and you know, get an opportunity.
So the beginning of the day was good, but then you kind of saw a turn during the day, and towards the end, it just got really weird.
Yeah, there was a shift somewhere, and I don't know what I did that caused it, but I mean, clearly it was something I did.
Well, let's call Lexi right now and see what she has to say, okay?
All right.
All right, hang on.
Hello?
Lexi, hey, good morning. It's Booker, Alex, and Audrey with Mix 94.7. Before you hang up, I want to tell you why we're calling, and we're pleading for you to hang tight and give us a couple of minutes. We do a segment called Waiting by the Phone. We help out people that have been ghosted, and now we're not on anybody's side here. We just want to mediate a conversation. We got Mark on the phone. Mark said that you guys went out on a date. He really likes you a lot and had a really good time with you, except he could tell there was something that went wrong during the date, but he doesn't know what it was. But whatever it is, he wants to fix it. So, how are you? Good morning. And do you mind talking to us about what happened?
I don't know, guys.
Well, first of all, Mark, do you want to say hello?
Hey, Lexi.
Oh, hey, Mark.
I know this is really awkward, and I know that you probably just want to move on, but if you can just tell him, maybe he won't make that same mistake again if it's something that he did.
Yeah, I mean, I had fun with you at the beginning of the night, but towards the end of the night, I felt like you were belittling me. You were judging my career. Like, I've worked really hard to get to where I am. I've worked hard to start my business.
What do you do? Do you mind if we ask?
I have a fashion and a jewelry design business.
Okay. And he was belittling that? In what way?
Like, he was calling my clothes rags that I sew, and he was using words for the jewelry, like those little bedazzled things I make. It's just weird, and it made me feel, like, small about everything, which obviously isn't true. I mean, I've built this business from the ground up, and I've spent years saving money to open my boutique, and just the fact that he would just use words to, I don't know, make me feel less than was just not cool to me.
Yeah, it was real personal to you.
Probably trying to be funny, you know?
Is that what it was, Mark?
Yeah, Lexi, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean for it to come across that way. I guess after a few drinks, you know, I just got a little too playful, and that's just kind of how I flirt. I did not mean to come off as a jerk. I think what you do is amazing. I really respect it. It's not something I could do. So I respect like people's talents, and you have a talent for something. And I would really like to make it up to you and show you that I really do respect what you do.
I mean, I've had guys on dates that'll be really high up business people, like, you know, nothing like what we do. And they'll be like, so what'd you talk about today? And I'm like,
on your little show.
Yeah, on
the show.
God, like,
right?
What was the story?
Your
and I'm like,
radio
Kylie
show.
Jenner.
Yeah, I can see it happening.
I've seen this with both guys and girls, that in a fun, flirty, trying to be funny way, they are a bit condescending.
Yes, exactly.
They don't know when to stop.
Right. And I don't think it's meant to be disrespectful or hurtful by any means, but it could easily come across like that. Maybe that's how you were playing this, Mark, and Lexi didn't take to that. Okay. Well, Lexi, I don't know where you stand here, because Mark would really like to make it right for you.
Yeah, I think I'm okay. I mean, I totally understand where he was trying to come from. I just think it was something I probably can't get past.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand, too.
Well, that's fair. Well, good luck to you both. Mark, I'm sorry. I know that's probably not the answer you wanted to hear, but,
yeah. You
know, everything's a learning experience.
He thought they were rags, and it's her riches. What? Look what I did.
Oh!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.